and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Voters with limited English proficiency or who have a disability can receive assistance at the polls from a person they choose. Under SB 1, the Texas voting law passed last year, the amount of assistance was limited. Voters could not, for example, ask questions about the ballot. But voting rights advocates, who believe the new rule harmed those voters' ability to understand the ballot, sued to block the assistance provision. And now a federal court has sided with those advocates, and the state of Texas has declined to appeal the ruling. With more on what this may mean for voters, we turn to Susanna Lorenzo-Giguere. She is lead attorney on this case and associate director of the Democracy Program at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. Susanna, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me, David.
Tell us a little bit more about this provision of the Texas voting law that you successfully challenged in court. What were the provisions you objected to and why?
The provisions only allowed assistance in reading and marking the ballot in the voting booth. This was something that in 2018, a federal court had permanently enjoined. We had filed a lawsuit in 2015 because Texas had tried to limit the voting assistance promised by the Voting Rights Act to get your assister of choice so that you could vote a fully informed ballot. And Texas tried to limit that. In 2015, they limited it to assistance only from people who are registered in your county. Mm-hmm. So our plaintiff had a son who was not registered in her county, and she tried to get him to assist her. She couldn't speak any English, and they wouldn't let him assist her. Unfortunately, she passed away during the pendency of the action. But the court found that that kind of limitation was violating Section 208 of the Voting Rights Act. And the Fifth Circuit agreed and said that voting is just not limited to what happens inside the voting booth. It happens throughout the entire process. So here in 2021, in SB 1, Texas was at it again. They just gussied it up with the same language, but with a different election code number and hid it in the part about the oath. It's like lipstick on a pig doesn't change that it's still a pig. And the court agreed, and they modified that permanent injunction that we had in 2018 and said that part of SB 1 was no longer valid.
I see. Well, you answered a lot of questions for me because I was a little confused over what happened there with, you know, you were going back before SB 1 was even passed. But it
right.
seems like, yeah, what the legislature tried to do was to somehow reframe it and hope that the courts would go along with it. That did not happen.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. There's other parts of SB 1 that we're still litigating. So we shaved off that portion. Mm-hmm. And luckily, voters during the midterms, disabled voters and limited English speaking voters and even illiterate voters will be able to get people they trust to assist them. But there's other parts of SB 1 that are still out there and we're still fighting against.
Do you see this as having permanent effects or will it only cover this year's midterm elections? How does that work?
This is a permanent injunction, David. This is permanent.
And the Texas Attorney General can't challenge it further?
Well, they tried to challenge it in our enforcement action of the permanent injunction. But the court agreed that this language really looks like the last language. And because it was already enjoined, they couldn't do it again.
As a practical matter, what does this mean for voters who want to be assisted at the polls? What kind of help can they now receive that SB 1 did not allow?
Well, now they could bring somebody in to the polling place with them and ask them questions like, where do I go now that I'm inside the polling place? How do I walk from this part of the room to the other room without stumbling over barriers that they can't see if they're blind? Once they're in the booth, how do you use this machine? What does this ballot say? You know, if a person's trying to simply read and mark the ballot and the ballot's in English, how are you supposed to read a ballot to a Korean-speaking voter? Especially if you're a 16-year-old child of that voter. You're not a trained linguist. Sometimes you have to say, Mom, do you know that part of the law that had to do with the school taxes to make the schools have lunches? Or, you know, something about paving the roads? And the mom would say, oh, yeah, you mean that part of the law? Yeah, that part. There's like a give and take to understand the context. So those kinds of voters get the kind of assistance they're going to need so that they can actually understand what they're voting about.
Susanna Lorenzo-Giguere is Associate Director of the Democracy Program at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. Thank you so much for explaining this decision to us. We certainly do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.